Welcome to I Had to Say It, the podcast where I talk about things that I feel need talking about, and sometimes they're not getting the attention they deserve. And your feelings, they're not under consideration. The podcast you are about to listen to contains at least one of the following: strong language, disturbing topics, abusive opinions, generally things that aren't appropriate for little kids or overly sensitive people. So, if any of that stuff's going to get your nose out of joint, this is your chance to turn it off. Alright, everybody. So, the first part of today's show is going to kind of tie into last show in the fact that it is sort of an offspring or an offshoot of what I was talking about previously. And that would be the trend of the lingering toxic masculinity. And as I said before, I hate that term. I prefer to just stick to calling it like I see it and say these guys are a bunch of assholes. But this time I want to talk about something kind of on the opposite side of that coin. So if you look into a lot of things that are kind of trending on social media now and floating around out there in the great wide world, there's been kind of a movement that is a call for a return to real men, or for people to reclaim masculinity, or bringing back real men. I've seen it phrased a lot of different ways, but it's basically, it's a two-sided thing. I agree, we need to bring actual, like, gentlemanly, masculine men back into the norm. And I'm not saying a guy should be a alpha male douche nozzle that's completely out of touch with his feelings and emotionally constipated and generally walking around thinking they're better than somebody just because they got a pair of testicles. That's not what I'm talking about. What I am talking about is kind of a return to the kind of the good things. You know, people talk about chivalry being dead and things like that, and it's true. And to a certain extent, I hate to say it, women, you killed it. Not everything that's gone needs to be mourned, and not everything that needs to come back is necessarily going to be the way people were thinking about masculinity properly and being a manly man. And we need to, I want to kind of look at it and redefine what is a real man, because apparently people don't get it anymore. And I'm not talking about, like, oh, I'm the most buff guy on the beach and I'm going to beat up other people and da da, because that's not being a man, that's being a juvenile douche. If you're a bully, you're not, that doesn't make you more manly. You're not some big tough guy because you think everybody's afraid of you, or you're going around telling everybody what a hard ass you are. It's one of the core tenets. I'm a firm believer. If you have to tell somebody what a badass you are, you're not a badass. If you have to go around talking about how humble you are, you're not humble. If you have to tell anyone of a personality trait that you want to be identified with, it does not apply to you. If you are actually that way, people will see it on their own and they will recognize it and acknowledge it. So you want to be a manly man, you want to be the bigger, better deal, you want to be whatever it is you think defines a man, live it. Don't walk around trying to tell people how manly you are. Don't try and act like you're somehow better or above or aloof in any way, shape, or form. Because that's not being a real man. A real man is strong enough to admit that he can be vulnerable. It's one of those, it sounds like some hokey-ass Hallmark special thing, but if you're a real man and you're confident and you're secure and you want to start to claim back that mantle of manliness, you need to be able to let people in. Allow yourself to be vulnerable, because that will allow you to care about people. You will get involved with people. It will make you a better person and a better human being. So, first thing for being a real man, stop trying to be an aloof, distant asshole. You have to care about something. You have to care about people. You have to care about your significant others. If you're a bully, if you're somebody that thinks someone exists to serve you, if you think a woman was put in place to bring you a sandwich and serve you, you're not a real man. You're a child. A real man can handle his own business. A real man takes care of his responsibilities. And that's the second thing. You want to be a real man? Own up to your responsibilities. Don't make excuses. Don't pass the buck. Don't look for somebody to blame. Say, yeah, I fucked up and I learned my lesson and I'm not going to do it again. and then learn your lesson and don't friggin' do it again. So it's really, it's not all that complicated. And now here's the other thing. You want to be a manly man? You want to be a bastion of strength and represent all that is man? You know what a really strong person does? A really strong person will look out for people that can't look out for themselves, especially when he does not stand to gain anything by it. Now, that's an old-fashioned way of thinking, and it goes back to the chivalrous codes and, you know, the way of the warrior. It's been in a lot of different cultures. If you're strong enough to defend yourself and to defend others who cannot defend themselves, then you're being a real man. You're standing up for what's right. You're having principles. You're having morals. You're doing the right thing. And in today's day and age, that does not necessarily have to be a physical trait. If you are somehow in a better position financially, and you are in a position where you can help someone who cannot, where you can do something for someone without the expectation of anything in return, and you take advantage of that, you're being a real man. You're doing something for the betterment of another without any gain for yourself. It's having a moral code. It's not being a friggin' scumball. If you want to be a real man, you have to be strong enough and secure enough not to give a shit about what random people are going to say about you. You have to have a thick enough skin, because doing the thing that is manly and the thing that is in one way or another the right thing to do, if you're looking at this from a moral standpoint, it's not always going to be the popular thing to do. It's not always going to be the thing that is socially acceptable, particularly now, because we're dealing with a society that no longer really acknowledges the need for a manly man. It's become unpopular. It's being stereotyped as being this knuckle-dragging, no-sense, chauvinistic, just alpha male son of a bitch. Just knows how to be violent and mean and obnoxious and aggressive. And that's not being a man. That's being a big-ass child. We have addressed the problem issues by trying to remove the good things along with the bad. It's a slash-and-burn approach to things that is not fixing things. You can be masculine. You can be manly. You can do all of these things without being a prick. It's really not that hard. If you're actually strong and you're actually secure and you're not doing it to compensate for whatever little shortcomings you're dealing with, you will be able to stand up and say, I have morals, I have standards, I have beliefs, and this is what I'm going to do. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be a provider. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be a defender. There's nothing wrong with wanting to stand up for what is right. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be a man. The problem is we have lost the definition of what that means along the way. Those are the things we need to adjust. Those are the things we need to fix. Is there are so many people that are too busy grubbing for themselves, they don't look up and see that while they're scrabbling for the scraps, the world is burning around them. While they're getting pissed off and indignant over stupid little trivial shit, there's no one left to defend them because they've called for and torn down everything that stood in between the chaos and the people that are unable or for whatever reason unwilling to deal with it. So you want to be a manly man. You want to be a real man. It's not that complicated. Nut up or shut up. Doesn't mean you have to go hit the gym and turn into a giant meathead. That doesn't mean you have to give away everything you have and live like a pauper so you can make everyone else's lot better. What it does mean is you don't have to step on everybody to get where you need to be. You don't have to be that just arrogant jackass that's going to do what they want without any consideration or forethought. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The difference between a man and a child is a man considers his actions, considers the outcomes of his actions, and then owns those actions. You don't cop out. You don't cry off. You don't say it's not your fault. If you did something, you are responsible for the thing you did. If you make a choice, you are liable for all the consequences of that choice. And in this respect, talking about being a man, yes, You need to be a man. You need to own up to that shit. But let's be fair here. Just to round this little part of the show out, it's not just men that need to do this. Women, you need to get on board and go back to being grown-ass women. Own your shit, too. It's not on us to carry you. And I'm saying this in the universal... I'm not talking about relationships or anything else other than the relationships between human beings right now. Nobody is meant to get a free ride from anybody else. We are supposed to be working together. We are supposed to be partners. I personally, anybody that has listened for any amount of time or anybody that knows me personally knows, I don't give a shit about any of that other stuff as far as identify as what you want. Be attracted to who you want as long as they're adults, because let's face it, if you're looking at a 12-year-old thinking that's something tasty, there's something wrong with you. I don't care what your gender is. I don't care what you identify as. That's just fucked up. But if you're trying to be a man, we'll tie this into being a man, you're supposed to defend children, not take advantage of them, not use them in ways they were not intended to be used. That shit's just wrong. If you don't think you need to be defending kids from people like that, you can just stop listening right the hell now, because I don't want anything to do with you. And on that extra pleasant note, we're going to wrap up this portion. We're going to take a real quick break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to do something else.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on-a-whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Alright guys, for the second half of this episode, we're going to kind of revert back to form, get back to my roots, and I want to talk about some stupid sons of bitches I've been having to deal with lately. And this is something that's come up a few times over the last few days where I've been interacting with people on social media, since we're all social distancing and on lockdowns and all this other fun shit. And I don't want the Rona, so I'm going to do whatever I have to do to stay healthy, which means avoiding people. Not a big deal for me. Anybody that knows me knows. I am absolutely fine with social distancing. I don't have to go be around a bunch of stupid motherfuckers. I also got to have stuff to do during the day, so I've been farting around online and dealing with people of all sorts of different beliefs, and people have bought into different ideas and concepts and different stances on different issues. I mean, if you've listened to the shows, you know where I stand. I'm not on really anybody's side at this point. I can't stand obnoxious, self-righteous sons of bitches, and I don't care which flavor of the Kool-Aid you're drinking. If you are walking around with some holier-than-thou attitude and your nose in the air and your head up your ass, I don't have time for you. I don't have the patience for you. I have way too much of my own shit to worry about. I've got problems that a lot of people are facing these days. As it sits, I'm sitting here trying to make my arrangements, figure out my future, figure out what's going on next. But I can't do that 24/7. Nobody can. So I go online and decompress just like everybody else. I don't know if people realize they're this damn dumb, or if it's just the whole disconnect of just because I'm saying it, it doesn't necessarily mean the same thing as if somebody else was saying it. And the thing that's really getting me is I've got all these, again, sanctimonious, self-righteous people on both sides of the spectrum. On literally every issue that I have seen pretty much anywhere when it comes to anything outside of, well, really anything you can argue about, anything that two people can have a difference of opinion on, you get these self-righteous, sanctimonious pricks that are, my way's right and you're stupid for not agreeing with it, and immediately taking to the whole, well, you know, you're a bully and you're this and you're that, not realizing they're saying the exact same shit. trying to defend their side, that they are getting bent out of shape, that somebody else is saying about them. And the disconnect and the just levels of stupidity where people are not realizing they're doing this, or they just don't care, and I don't know which one actually makes me madder. I was kind of following along a couple of social media posts that some friends of mine had put up, and just kind of sitting back watching the exchanges going on, and it got to the point where I just couldn't take it anymore, and I was like, you do realize you're saying the exact same shit you're accusing him of, only for the other side of the argument. And this woman flipped her shit. She lost her mind that I dared to compare her to somebody she obviously was so superior to for literally doing the exact same behavior she was all offended about. But because she was defending her side of the issue, that somehow justified it. And I don't understand this mentality. I don't understand how people can be so goddamn convinced that their way is right and they have to be 100% they're correct, everybody else is stupid. I don't have a problem with people that disagree with me. That's fine. It's your right. You're entitled to it. I'm not going to say you have to think what I think. As long as you're respectful about it. As long as you're not being stupid. You can believe whatever the hell you want. I may think you're an idiot for believing it, but, you know, more power to you. Go ahead and believe whatever it is you think that's going to make things make your little life better. But the problem is, you get all these people that think because it's what they believe, it's what everyone has to believe, or it's what everyone has to go along with. And the fact is, they're willing to entertain pretty much any aspect of being a shitty human being in the name of being self-righteous and saying their way is right and their thing is going on. And it becomes those things where, oh, well, I know better than you. And I know I'm kind of rehashing old ground here, but I'm getting to the point, I promise. The whole thing that really set me off as far as where I just was like, I need to go vent about this, because if I don't, I'm going to get an ulcer. And frankly, I got enough shit to worry about. I don't need an ulcer on my plate, too. Is this one particular instance, this particular lady who's particularly bent out of shit about her issue and going off on literally everyone who didn't agree with her because she must know best and she's so much smarter and she's got everything figured out, and proceeded to start throwing out a whole lot of 50-cent words. You know, those word of the day calendars, she must have one and she must be thumbing through it furiously trying to figure out what the next thing she's going to say is. And I, in and of itself, that is not a problem. I don't have an issue with people trying to better themselves or expand their vocabularies. The problem I have with it is I actually have a pretty functional and expansive vocabulary. So if you're using a big word, please, for the love of God, make sure you are positive about what it means, how it should be said, the context it should be used in. Don't just throw it out there thinking it's going to make you sound smart. It's like, if you don't already have an outstanding track record proving that you're this brilliant mind, dropping a polysyllable into a conversation that doesn't fit or has nothing to do with what you're trying to say really doesn't reflect well. The only time people want to be considered super duper smart is when they're trying to make somebody else feel small. And if you're that kind of person, if you're that insecure in your base that you have to try and fluff yourself up, but you're not really that bright and you're not that proficient at using language, just how can you be that disconnected where you don't realize you sound like a damn idiot? I mean, throwing words out just because they have more than two syllables does not automatically mean you're the only person that's ever heard that word and you're going to automatically be assumed to be more intelligent than everybody else because you used a four-syllable word, but you used it wrong, or you used it in the wrong context. And this is not so much a case with all this online stuff, since it's all typed and everybody and their mother has autocorrect nowadays, so unless you're really not paying attention, it's probably spelled right. That doesn't mean you're using it right. But if you're actually in a face-to-face scenario, if you're going to use a big word, make sure you know how to say it. Pronunciation makes a difference. You're not coming off any better in the grand scheme of things, trying to throw out big words, trying to make yourself look smarter. I mean, if you're using them properly, if you're using them correctly, and you feel the need to drag out your big word vocabulary because you think you're smarter than the person you're talking to, if you're so smart, why are you using words that the person you're trying to argue with isn't going to understand? If you're smart enough to be the smartest person in the room, and I've said it before, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong damn room. You should always be looking to be around people that can elevate you, not around people that are going to be a burden. But that's a whole different topic. If you think you're so much smarter than these other people, the only logical reason you could have for trying to be that way is to talk down to somebody. And you don't like it when people talk down to you. What in the hell makes you think it's going to be well received by you being a pompous ass? You're not driving your point home. You're not validating your opinions or your beliefs. You come off looking like a jackass. And realistically, it's becoming so just ridiculously common. And it's not getting your point across. It's another one of these things that's driving us all apart. People want to feel superior. They want to feel like they're better than somebody else. And we're so busy fighting each other and pushing each other apart that no progress is being made. The world's going to hell in a handbasket, and everybody's too busy being pissy and self-righteous to notice that the rug's being pulled out from under us. So all of a sudden we've got all these people with a fifth grade vocabulary and a third grade understanding of finance who seem to think they are experts in every subject matter, and they're going to talk down to everyone else, and they're going to tell everybody else what to think and how to balance budgets, and they can't balance checkbooks, and somehow they seem to understand that the best thing they can come up with is all these economic policies because they read an article in a source, in an online source that is referred to them by a group they deliberately followed because they agree with their school of thought. So somehow that all of a sudden makes them experts, and we should respect everything they have to say and respect their opinions. I mean, just dumb, dumb motherfuckers that think they're so much better than everybody else and so convinced that they're somehow winning points or they're getting people on their side. And it's just, it's frustrating and it's sickening, and we could be so much better. The education potential in this country was so high for so long. We were cutting edge. We were leaders in this world. And then somewhere along the line, somebody decided that it was a better idea to teach people how to pass tests than it was to teach them how to think critically and logically. And it became more important that they controlled what people thought than giving people the ability to think for themselves. And standardized tests came along, and all these different metrics that had to be met, instead of teaching people how to critically think and how to be analytical and how to use their intelligence to come to rational, logical decisions, they taught them to regurgitate information so they got the quote-unquote right answers and the answers that people were looking for. And somehow they became convinced that if it was something they were regurgitating, it had to be right. They're confusing trivia with knowledge. And they're so busy knowing useless random little bits of this and that that they don't even realize that they've lost the capacity for actual independent thought. And the people who are convinced they have the capacity for independent thought that are constantly just spitting back other people's information or other people's thoughts. These people that are so convinced of how intelligent they are really don't have an original thought in their damn heads. They have stuff they've picked up from sources that tell them what they want to hear, and they spit that back out, and they either do it to like-minded individuals for an echo chamber effect where they all feel better about themselves because they're all telling each other exactly what they want to hear, or they spit them at people that they disagree with and then get sanctimonious and self-righteous when they are disagreed with, because obviously those other people must be inferior because they don't agree with them. So if you're listening to this, I'm going to make an appeal to you, and hopefully, if you're listening to me, I like to think you probably have some thought capabilities and some logic, and I'm going to appeal to you and just say, don't be an idiot, please. Don't be fucking stupid. It takes very little to actually stop and think. You're not in a face-to-face conversation. You don't have to smash enter as soon as you vent your spleen. Process your thoughts. make them coherent, make them make sense. Or better yet, it takes even less effort just not to engage. Don't encourage these people. Be bigger, be better. Encourage growth, support each other. If you think somebody's stupid, don't talk down to them trying to make yourself feel big. Try and lift them up to your level. It's really, we're never going to get anywhere if we don't start fixing this shit. And for now, that's what I had to say. Thanks for listening to another episode of I Had to Say It. If you get a chance, check us out on social media. There's a Facebook group, there's Twitter, there's Instagram. I Had to Say It podcast is pretty much the trigger for all that stuff. Or you can check us out online at www.ihadtosayitpodcast.com. There's links to all the social media and to all the platforms that we are streaming on. And there is contact information for any of the restaurants or local businesses or musicians that we've talked to or will be talking to or anybody I have mentioned in any of the previous episodes. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.